Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Fuck knuckle cock and piss and balls to you. Kia ora there, tato.
Sam. Hello.
Sorry, I thought I had memorized it, but I didn't quite have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just use that as a greeting here in a 95 BFM.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I
thought that would be funny. Anyway, how are you going, Sam? How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Well, it's great that you're here.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be here on this gloomy Monday.
Yeah, but I'm excited about this anniversary album.
Yeah, we're going to lighten the mood with De La Soul's 3 Feet High and Rising from 1989.
Yes.
Turning 30. Of course, De La Soul from New York. They were formed in 1987, and they're a trio, and they're made up of Post Nuos, Trugoy, and Maceo. The thing with a lot of rappers is they like to have these interesting stage names, and De La Soul were no exception to that rule, which is quite interesting. And they were part of this kind of developing underground rap scene in New York of the late 80s and early 90s. And we've talked a lot about some of these acts before that were involved in the scene, namely A Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Gangsta. We've covered a lot of their albums before on Anniversary Albums, but we've never done a De La Soul album, so this is going to be pretty special, because De La Soul are really, really cool, really funny, and this
conscious,
yes, very much so. And they pretty much after sort of forming in around 1987, they went straight into recording this album. They didn't muck around. They'd quickly got signed to Tommy Boy Records, which had also been responsible for launching the careers of Queen Latifah and Afrika Bambaataa as well. So they had a bit of a strong rap pedigree at that label.
They have a lot to answer for
in terms
of special memories.
They do indeed, yes. And they spent about a year on and off recording this record with a producer by the name of Prince Paul, and he'd recorded albums before this with Boogie Down Productions and Big Daddy Kane, who obviously are also quite prominent in the New York rap scene at the time as well. And he would go on to work on the first few De La Soul records. The style of this record, very much unique for the time. It's a very fun record, quite psychedelic in places, and it's absolutely loaded up to the nine with samples. One of the earliest examples of a rap record to be this prominently full of samples. There's about 70 plus samples on this record, which is quite a lot, quite extraordinary. And unfortunately, it's the sampling on this record that got the group into a bit of trouble. In fact, they were sued by American group The Turtles for sampling a song called You Showed Me.
No kidding. Far out.
Incidentally, though, The Turtles didn't actually write that song, but they sampled their version of the song, which is why they ended up getting sued.
Would you say that they were a bit slow on the uptake?
Yeah, well, I mean, back then everyone was like, oh, we'll just chuck this on, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the unfortunate thing about that is the sampling on this record and most of their earlier albums, they're not on their records aren't on streaming platforms or iTunes, because their record label, Time Warner, is pretty slack in that they're not really interested in going out and clearing all these samples in order for these records to be available for fans. So that's pretty sad. If you want to hear De La Soul's albums these days, you have to go out and buy a physical copy if you can find one, or try your luck with a free download or a torrent if you still do that kind of stuff.
True.
Because you're not going to find this album on Spotify or iTunes.
Or you could listen back to it on our 95 BFM
Beacast.
Exactly. As well.
Or you could just go on YouTube. I mean, YouTube's probably the best bet for you, unless you have a physical copy.
Or the 95 BFM
But get your shit together, Time Warner.
Yeah, yeah, get it together.
Get it together. I mean, people are missing out on hearing De La Soul,
which
sucks. so we're going to start by playing track number 9. Mm-hmm. It's called I Know, and this is the third single from the record, and it managed to crack the top 20 in the UK charts. And very famously, it samples the whistling section of Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and also very prominently samples Steely Dan's Peg, and you'll probably recognise both those samples in this song.
There it is.
There it is. There she goes.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your involvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than Plugged One? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze a frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plugged Two, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is two, cause it takes two, not three, to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. To let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Like at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause... And the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how I know I love you better.
I hope everybody's having a little wee boogie there to the tracks.
Indeed, for those
of you who have just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, and we're looking at De La Soul.
Yes, we're looking at 3 Feet High and Rising from 1989. The track you just heard there was I Know, and the next track we're going to play is track number 14 and the second single from the album. It's called Say No Go, and this song prominently samples the Hall & Oates classic I Can't Go For That. It features very heavily through the song.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today.
Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Cause Schumann should erase it in the first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk to it, then even talk to it and say,
you got no body, you want my soul.
Y'all can't have none of that. Tell them what to say, Mace. So bear my witness. Blind like birds of a feather, dressed like leather. You don't wanna wear it. No need to ask that question, just don't mention. You know what the answer is. Now I never fancy Nancy, but the statement she made held a plate of weight. I even stressed it to Wayne. Did he take any heat? Nah, the boy was hooked. You could phrase the word base and the kid just shook. In his fashion class, once A, now an F. The rock rules him now. The only designs left were once clothes made for Oshkosh has converted to nothing but stonewash. Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun, but don't hop in if you wanna be down, son. Cause down can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Dumb, 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 dumb. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard-earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk. Charity, but the cost doesn't coincide with the ride of insanity. Is it a chant that slant the soul to feel for it? I know it's the border that flaunts the order to kill for it. Standing, scheming on a young one, thinking this time eight balls for a cool, cool player. Racked it all, tried to break, missed two, got beat by the boy in blue. Next day you're out by the spot once more, looking hard for a crack in the hole. I asked what's the fix for the ill stuff, word to the D-Ro, the answer should have been no. Run me a score from the funky four plus one more.
It's the joy.
Rewind that back. This is the age for a new stage of fiend. Watch how the zombie scream, it's the crack. Plain as plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart. Now the bass claims shop over every part.
Anniversary albums with Sam Smith. We're looking at De La Soul.
Howdy doody.
Yes, howdy doody to you. Hope you're having a wonderful
gloomy Monday.
No, it's not gloomy. We're here to pick up the energy
we
here.
We are. We're lifting.
That's our role.
We're lifting off. Yep.
You know.
So that was Say No Go.
Yes.
And so how was this album received at the time? And
yeah.
What's its legacy?
What happened?
Well, basically it was met quite overwhelmingly positively. Robert Christou says it was unlike any rap album you or anyone else had ever heard before.
So there.
And other reviewers made the point that it was very different to a lot of the gangster rap that was going around at the time. Quite unique. Rolling Stone commented on its originality. Village Voice called it the Sergeant Pepper of rap, which is quite interesting. And as for an underground, being an underground rap album at the time, they did quite well commercially. It made it to the top 30 in the US, top 20 in the UK, even cracked the top 30 down here in New Zealand as well. They've always been quite popular down here. I think they've visited our shores quite a lot of times over the years. Mm. It's since gone on to be seen as one of the best hip-hop albums of all time. The Source magazine picked it in their top 100 rap albums of all time. Rolling Stone voted it in their top 500 albums list. And it's also been included in the very famous book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die.
Okay. No pressure.
That's a really cool book, actually. If you haven't read it, it's actually quite an interesting read. Good luck though if you get through all the 1001 albums.
I mean, I reckon some people have already done it.
Absolutely, I'm sure there are some people who have done it.
Especially in here at the office.
Maybe that's a test. We could go around and seeing if everyone's completed the 1001 albums.
Yeah, I guess it's like to do with your taste levels as well, right? Sure,
definitely.
Yeah.
You might have to indulge in some albums that you might not usually listen to.
Yeah, or just ignore those ones and just say you did it.
Exactly. So, as you can see, its reputation at the time was immense, and it's only grown over the years. De La Soul have since gone on to release 8 more albums, and as I was saying before, they tour extensively. They're a very busy group. They've also collaborated with a lot of people over the years, most notably probably Gorillaz, who they actually supported when Gorillaz toured here last year in New Zealand in 2010. Yeah. I actually went to that gig. It was really, really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So hopefully Dallas will come back to our shores again very soon.
All right. Come soon, please.
Come
Thank
soon,
you.
Please, Dallas all. Anyway, we're going to finish with track number 20 and the first single from the record. This is probably one of their best known songs and one of their biggest hits. It's, of course, Me, Myself, and I. It's a banging tune. If you played at a party or something, guaranteed to get people up and singing, dancing.
Singing and dancing, because we all love to talk about ourselves.
Indeed.
No, I'm kidding.
Me, myself, and I.
Thank you very much for coming in. See you next week.
Bye. Have a good week.
Bye. Yeah. You too.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. From me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. That glory's been denied by cassids and gookie eyes. Think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep all nuts drifting up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.